the up and running morning show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, Curtis Schmidt. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Sunny morning.
Yeah.
Ready for the snow tomorrow. And
it always snows when I have to drive in the car, whether it be early in the morning or in the afternoon. It just seems like, okay, Rick's going to drive. Snow!
Yeah. It follows you like a...
Like the moon.
No, like a bad disease.
I'd go with the moon.
Okay.
Curtis, what's going on today?
Okay, all of our papers are out there. we're talking about... February is always like Heart Month, right?
Yeah.
Heart Month, Valentine's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We always hear lots of love songs, smell bunches of flowers, and a variety of stylized hearts.
Mm, indeed.
And Valentine's Day, hearts have curves, taper down to a point. But we have an article in our Northern Dutchess paper this morning about the heart, the actual heart, like get to know your true heart. This comes from Francine Wisner. She's our Hudson Valley naturalist. And she's telling us about, you know, Valentine being the perfect opportunity to teach your kids and your friends about, you know, about your own your own heart, your own love. And she tells us how to even make your own DIY stethoscope and showing kids how to use it. She uses like a aquarium tubing plus PVC 90-degree elbows, you know, pipes, and duct tape.
That's it.
And you can make your own stethoscope.
Does she teach how to mend a broken heart?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
But she teaches you all about the heart. It's actually shaped like a fist, cone-shaped. And so read all about that. That's in the Northern and Southern Dutchess News, Beacon Free Press. We also have American Heart Association have their Go Red event set for February 7th. This is really about women across the country. Have it pretty well, and we have a huge group here in the Hudson Valley. It's a 9-week competition where it's called Women of Impact, and it's a 9-week competition relentlessly focused on women's heart health. And they launch it on National Wear Red Day, February 7th, where nominees, you know, they build campaigns, recruit impact teams, and inspire, you know, networks of people to, you know, do better for your heart. Can't live without your heart.
Love that.
Yeah. And now, have you heard of BB the Clown?
Have, Dutchess County Fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and all over the place.
Okay.
BB Clown, a.k.a. Jackie Reynolds.
Okay.
She was honored. She's created, well, she's been, like, created laughter, happy memories, audiences all over the all the Hudson Valley for 3 decades. And she has been selected as the 2025 Clown of the Year by Clowns America International. So this recognizes her career as a clown, multi-talented entertainer, along with her work as a teacher of clown arts on the local and national level.
Clowns.
Congratulations, Jackie.
That's amazing. Clowns of America International Incorporated.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah. I bet you never heard of that one.
Never. And my mind is blown.
Yeah. No, she is great. I've met her many, many, many times. We at some places, like in September when we have all the community days, like 3 or 4 community days on like in one day.
Yeah. She's out.
I'll be there, and then I'll see Jackie or BB. We'll be following each other around because she'll be performing at all of them.
Sweet,
like 3 events in one day. So
yeah.
We're gonna go down south to Wappinger Falls.
Okay,
we have the Stony Kill Farm.
Mm.
Great educational farm for kids, 4-H, you know, type events and so on. So they added a whole new barnyard, new fences. And place for the animals, held a ribbon cutting on January 31st to show off the renovations. Funding for that project was provided by the New York State Parks and Trails Partnership Grant. 79 Farmstead Lane off of Route 9D in Wappingers Falls.
Mm.
Now, have you ever jumped into, like, freezing waters in, like, the middle of February?
Not in the middle of February, but the Esopus Creek in front of my house is always cold, and if it's 90 degrees and you jump into a 45-degree river, you immediately go... Burr.
Well, you wake your body up. I'm not sure. But they're doing it this Saturday, mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday. It's the annual Freezing for a Reason Polar Plunge in Fishkill to raise money for Special Olympics. Wow. So it's going to be held at the Sharp Reservation, where they always do it, in Fishkill. February 14th for the schools, school kids, and February 15th for community members. It means jumping into ice-cold waters to raise money for Special Olympic New York athletes.
Mm.
It's a fundraiser that supports, you know, year-round training competition for people with intellectual disabilities. And truly a great time had by all. That's from Teresa Gilly. She's the Special Olympics coordinator for the Hudson Valley.
Mm. Do a lot of people do that?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Wow.
You should see the crowds. I mean, I would never do it. I would not want to shock my body like that.
That's why I'm asking. It sounds horrifying. No,
I know, but they have tons of people. I mean, it's like, you know, they have, you know, clubs, but you also have, like, places where people work. They all get together,
wow.
all show up and jump in the cold, and they challenge each other to do it.
Wow.
And they're all crazy.
Hopefully anyway. You have a good friend who has a warmed towel that's huge to throw around you.
Well, yeah, that. But, I mean, they also have, you know, all the DPS police are all there with their dive units and to make sure there's no accidents, anything like that. They're ready. They're in their wetsuits ready to help.
Mm.
So on.
Okay,
ready
now,
to catch you to jump in.
Curtis, there's an amazing event that's coming up.
Right after you freeze yourself crazy, you can go get cookies. How about that?
A cookie walk,
yeah, on Saturday. They always do it on the Saturday before Valentine's Day.
Huh.
Cookie Lovers, that's at the, it's from Mid-Hudson Love, Inc.
All right.
And they have, all kinds of favorite cookies. This is at the Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church, 2381 New Hackensack Road, which is Route 376 in Poughkeepsie, offering more than 900 dozen cookies.
Whoa.
And, you know, gourmet cookies,
so
plus even gluten-free.
The cookie walk, do they have the numbers on the floor, and you're given a number, and then you walk, and you do that? And
I don't know. You got to go and check it
all
out.
All right, I'm just asking.
That's what, I know, but that's what you have to do. That's what we do. We let you know what's happening,
okay,
and then you got to go check it out.
All right. Well, I'm just planting seeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because, usually, I mean, what happens.
Because, I mean, I'm telling you that you can go jump in the lake,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to do it. Okay, last but not least, the Northern Dutchess Symphony Orchestra is presenting their Disney and Zimmer concert.
Mm.
This is on this coming Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m. at the Marriott Pavilion, Culinary Institute of America. You can join Northern Dutchess Symphony Orchestra for a blockbuster evening of Disney and Hans Zimmer, movie favorites.
Mm.
We're talking about melodies from Disney classics, including The Little Mermaid, Mary Poppins, Aladdin, Pirates of the Caribbean, and alongside, and while they're doing that, playing the music, they're also going to show movie scenes from Gladiator, Man of Steel, and Interstellar by Hans Zimmer. So, yeah, you can listen to the music and see the scenes on the big screen and check it out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, that one sounds like a blast. I'm going to try to do that. But,
all right.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. I mean, very busy season. Don't forget Valentine's for your special person, or else you'll be in the doghouse.
Yeah. Well, we still got next week. And
we still have next week, but, you know, it's going to sneak up on you.
I know.
and then you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, thanks for the reminder.
Okay.
And Curtis, we look forward to harding in with you next week. So, can't wait. All the best to you and your staff. And thanks for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show.
Hey, happy to do it. backyard.
And pick up a paper and read about what's going on in your backyard.
Yeah, and go to sdutchessnews.com and click on the paper of your choice if you're going to be stuck inside.
Yeah, and read it online. Okay. Curtis, we look forward to checking in with you next week. All the best, and have a great day.
Okay, best to all the KZE listeners.
All right, it's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.
Dear Winter, Toyota can't get enough of you because your Upstate Toyota dealer's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive.